Your body has a built-in recycling system. It breaks down damaged cells, clears out dysfunctional proteins, and recycles the raw materials into new, healthy components. It's one of the most powerful anti-aging mechanisms you have. It's called autophagy. From my research into cellular aging, this is one of the most important processes in your body. And it only switches on when you stop eating. Most people eat from the moment they wake up until they go to sleep. That's a 14 to 16 hour feeding window every day. Your body never gets the signal to start cleaning house. Damaged cells accumulate. This is one of the hallmarks of aging, and it's entirely within your control. Intermittent fasting isn't about eating less. It's about eating in a compressed window so your body has time to do the maintenance work it was designed to do. The most studied approach is 16:8. Fast for 16 hours. Eat within an 8-hour window. For most people, skip breakfast, first meal around noon, finish dinner by 8 p.m. No special foods. No calorie counting. Just a window. What happens during that 16-hour fast is where the magic lives. After about 12 hours without food, insulin drops low enough that your body shifts to fat oxidation. Ketone production increases. These ketones aren't just fuel, they're signaling molecules that reduce inflammation, protect neurons, and trigger autophagy. By 16 hours, autophagy is measurably active. Senescent cells, the zombie cells that drive inflammation and aging, become targets for removal. The research shows improvements in insulin sensitivity, reduction in inflammatory markers, improved cardiovascular risk factors, and enhanced cognitive function. A 2019 review in the New England Journal of Medicine called it one of the most promising interventions for metabolic health. Practical rules. Water, black coffee, and plain tea don't break your fast. Anything with calories does. Even a splash of milk. Any insulin response pauses autophagy. Start with 14:10 if 16:8 feels too aggressive. Last meal by 8 p.m., first meal at 10 a.m. After a week, push to 11 a.m., then noon. Your hunger hormones will adapt within 7 to 10 days. The first week is the hardest. After that, most people report less hunger, not more. Don't fast if you're pregnant, have a history of eating disorders, or are on medications that require food. This isn't for everyone. Intermittent fasting amplifies the longevity supplements resveratrol, NMN, spermidine, all of which support the same cellular repair pathways. Combine fasting with targeted supplementation from the longevity journey, and you're attacking aging from multiple angles.